time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire Sports Desk. Nick and Nick here. Kelly Media running the ship. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. We are here. And Nick, we're here on a new home right now. MSO News Sports.com. Thank you for having us. No longer at 104.9 FM. More on that later. So it's great to be here and great talking about sports still.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm excited about it. Thanks to Rick Moore for giving us the opportunity.
I love it. Rick Moore, I think I had him in math at Gloucester High School. Did you have him?
Algebra and trigonometry.
Yeah, and I've been an admirer from afar of their site and their website and the things they cover, the interviews they do. So it's an honor to be here for the Merrimack Valley Southern New Hampshire Sports Desk and also North Shore Sports Desk as well. So thanks for opening up the tank for us, Rick Moore and the gang. Nick, this is summer season now. We're in July and we're looking ahead. I think the big thing that everyone's talking about local sports has to be not the Red Sox, Little League.
Yeah, they're starting up their district rounds of the Williamsport tournament. I know Merrimack Valley around here is up in full bore. I think everyone's got at least a game in right now heading into the 4th of July break. And then they will, go back up full bore next week.
Yeah. And you want to stay with us for the latest updates in Little League and all kinds of summer activities. We'll be tracking the amateur leagues up in New Hampshire's baseball. We'll be tracking things like Summer Legion baseball and softball. I know there's a lot of leagues there. So anything that comes our way, hey, you hit us up here at the Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire. Summer's kind of an open time to discuss sports. So we're willing to accept any guests, any and all guests, local sports. We will entertain. And speaking of entertaining deals, Nick, I mean, you've got to check out these sales at Tri-City Sales in Salem, Mass. And Ipswich, Mass. Two locations for these appliances. They're unreal deals. Deals are happening through July 13th. You cannot miss this. Save on Weber grills and accessories, Whirlpool dishwashers and washer and dryers, LG washer and dryers, and a four-piece GE kitchen package for just $2,396. That's $2,396. Can you imagine the price of that? I mean, you're looking at double for some of these places outside of that.
Yeah, that's worth the admission or your attendance alone. Just you got to give that a check.
Visit their website for more July specials at www.tri-city.sales.com. You don't have to write that down. You know what you need to do? Just Google it. Google Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich, Mass., and you will get on their website. Check out all the great deals, all major credit cards accepted, and guess what? In-store financing available if you want to go that route. Love to have that option. The more you buy, the more you save. Rebates are available. Nick, let's take a break because we are going to go to our second guest that we've had on this show from the Lawrence Track family. It is a nationally recognized hurdler who's going to tell us all about his tremendous 2022 spring season.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, Nick Cuckoo, the team of Nick and Nick, and our first and only guest of the day is Jordani Volquez. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. Thank you. Boom. Thank you so much.
Boom. Yeah, it's great to have you. Lawrence High School track standout, track and field, indoor and outdoor, competed all 4 years except for the COVID year when no one competed in the spring of 2020. But let's start with the thing that's fresh in mind, you know, coming off a tremendous spring season of 2022, where did kind of things all end? I'm assuming it was on a high level, like state level, or maybe even New England's. Like, where did you end up?
So, my last meet of this season was at New Balance Nationals down in, Pennsylvania, down at UPenn, you know, great, you know, great national meet. So, you know, you got to go against the best of the best in the country.
Mm-hmm. Jordani, take us to, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of good stats here for you. I'm looking at your page and one of those track websites. 200 meter and hurdles seem to be a jam. Take us to those two events.
Yeah, so I just started 100 meters this outdoor season. You know, I've didn't really focus up on it much throughout the years. And, you know, I wanted, you know, I thought it was a fun event, and I told Coach Muse, which I'm pretty sure you guys know him.
We interviewed him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I actually want to hear that interview.
I will send that to you too.
Yeah. I wanted to have fun and run the 200, and he agreed, and, you know, we ended up doing it. But, you know, the 200 was just, it's a compliment to the 110, you know, it helps with, you know, better endurance and, you know, getting stronger in the 110. So, you know, I decided to do that as well. And then the 110 hurdles has just been, you know, it's been my love basically since I started.
Yeah.
Did a great job of, you know, training me into what I've have become today. So, you know, thanks to him, you know, I've had the success that I've had over these last 4 years.
Yeah. And who was your mentor again for the hurdles?
Coach Muse.
Is it Bill?
Yeah.
I should remember that. I interviewed the guy, but
he's the one that's trained me in the hurdles all 4 years. But then, you know, I've also had my sprints coach, Coach Jonathan Spang. He also helped out a lot with the speed aspect of the event, you know, 200 and, you know, doing starts and stuff like that, you know, coming out of the block. So, you know, thanks to him as well.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
Take through the hurdles. I mean, that you got to have pinpoint technique
and speed.
Such a big word.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's somebody I did hurdles like for 2 weeks in high school. I was quickly moved to the JV 50 because I wasn't very good at it. So I know how difficult it is. You guys make it look easy. Just take me how you, get that technique down.
You know, it's at first is, you know, it's very difficult, but you know, you kind of have to, believe in yourself and, you know, kind of, convince yourself that you can do it. And, you know, and then you start with the very technical stuff with whether it be like, you know, you don't automatically go in, you know, at the starting height, you know, you go a little bit lower and, you know, start getting the form down a bit and, you know, doing a lot of technical drills to where it kind of, you know, builds that muscle memory so that when, you know, race time comes, you know, you're able to execute.
Yeah, it sounds easy. I mean, I can do that. I mean, come on.
you know, it's almost kind of a something you know, a mental aspect to it as well. You know, if you go in scared, you know, you're going to mess up. So you kind of have to, you know, be very aggressive and, you know, kind of, you know, believe in yourself that you're that man and, you know, you can do it.
Yeah. In the 110, how many hurdles are there literally?
There's 10 hurdles.
Whew. I mean, you're just landing on one and there's the next one. Landing on one, there's the next one.
You take 3 steps in between each hurdle. So you got 3
steps. Wow.
Yeah. 3 steps in between hurdles. You basically got, you know, 3 steps to get ready for the next one. You know, that last step is you jumping. You know what I mean? Going like not jumping, like going through the hurdle. So, you know what I mean? Technically, you got 2 steps to, you know, get ready. That last step is going to be that step that's, you know, launching you forward towards the next.
Yeah.
That's why I love that event. They make it look so effortless when they just kind of glide over those things and, you know, without slowing down too. I couldn't not slow down. That's why I couldn't handle it. Take us to the state meets, Giordani. You had some big performances there as well.
Yeah. The state meet, you know, it's, you know, it's been something that I've, you know, a meet that I've been going to since I was, you know, I think a freshman in high school, you know, thanks to Coach Mute. But you know, it's a meet where, you know, it's everybody's competitive. You know what I mean? It's, you know, everybody there knows what they're doing and, you know, you just have to, you know, work really, really hard to get there. I was fortunate enough to work at a rival at, the All-State meet, you know, he's from Winchester. That kid pushed me every single time we met each other. He pushed me to my limits and, you know, I pushed him to my limits. So, you know, it was pretty good having him throughout the 4 years of high school. So yeah. Me and him back and forth, you know, beating each other.
Yeah. Where'd you land in your division and on the All-States? Where did you land up, end up?
And I got first. And then at All-State, you know, he got the best of me this season, actually. He ended up beating me by, like, ooh. I ran 13.9, I think it was like 2, something like that. So he ended up getting the best of me that race, you know. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see him afterwards. I would have loved to see him after, you know, at another meet, but he ended up going to Nike Nationals. I ended up going to New Balance Nationals.
Oh, okay. You can have a choice. As long as you qualify, you can kind of choose where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about that national scene too? Because obviously the best of the best. You know, did you touch base with some of the hurdlers that were ahead of you after, like just talking shop, you know, getting some tips and tricks?
You know, definitely, you know, actually the track and field board is really, you know, it's a tight knit family. So, you know what I mean? You get to meet people over social media that, you know, that you wouldn't know if it wasn't for social media. And, you know, kind of when you get there and you guys beat each other, you kind of feel like you already know each other. But you've been watching each other progress on social media and all that stuff. So, you know, you build a lot of friendships. And once you get there, you guys all get to meet each other. And, you know, you joke around, you warm up together. And then when you get on that line, it's all business. You know what I mean? The national level, it's really, really good. It's, you know, it's the of the elite, you know what I mean? To qualify, you have to be, you know, top tier. Because, you know, all those guys, most of those people are, you know, they're going to Division I colleges or universities after high school. So that's basically what you're going to see when you get to you know, to college or your university. So, you know, it was a very humbling experience, you know, because coming from Massachusetts, you know, here I may be the best, but, you know, in other places of the country, you know, I can, you know, there's other people that are better than me. You know what I mean? So it was a good experience, you know. I say I did decent. I didn't run to the fullest of my potential, you know. But I mean, I feel like it wasn't a bad way to end the season either. You know what I mean?
Is there any kind of respect, camaraderie there? You know, you mentioned your Winchester rival between the two of you. I mean, pushing each other so much like that.
You know, definitely. You know, I have a lot of respect for him. You know, as you know, he's shown the same for me. You know, and you know. Off the track, you know what I mean? You know, it's all love, you know, but once we're on that track, you know what I mean? It's on, you know what I mean? Once you're on that track, I don't care about you and you don't care about me.
Was that, is that Easton Tan? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking him up real quick. And, did he set records here? I mean, he's just the real deal, just like you.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He actually set the outdoor record.
Wow.
And, you know, when I heard about that, I was like, man, I wish I would have, you know what I mean? Could have done it myself, because I hold the indoor state record.
Oh, nice.
In the 110?
No, 55.
Yeah, 55. Yeah. I have the indoor record in 55 meter hurdles.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so good. We got a state record holder here, Nick, and Jordani Volquez of Lawrence, Fame High School. Now you're senior. You're all done.
Yeah, I'm all done. Yeah, I'm off to college next. You know, so just waiting on that. You know, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
and ready to do great things in college. You know, I'm ready to bust my tail for what I want.
Where are you headed?
I was committed previously to North Carolina A&T, but I did decommit because the head coach that recruited me ended up leaving. But you know, now I'm just exploring my options a little bit. You know what I mean? I am still considering A&T after the new head coach that they just hired. You know, he's a very decorated athlete. You know, great athlete. You know what I mean? He ran 1392 in the Olympics. I'm not sure if it was in the Olympics, but he ran 1392 and he was an Olympic champion. So, you know, definitely thinking about that, you know, might come back.
Good. Well, we wish you the best of luck with your future college choice, no matter where it is. Someone has a special athlete. So we appreciate you joining us here on the Merrimack Valley Southern New Hampshire Sports Desk with Nick and Nick. Thanks, Jordani.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good one, my friend.
All right, you too, guys. Thank you.
All right, we're just wrapping up after one more break. Some more Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire chatter. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
We're back. Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire Sports Desk. Dominic Castro, Nick Cooper, the team of Nick and Nick under Kelly Media. And we're just wrapping things up with a few minutes here, folks. Thank you for tuning in on our new home here. And Nick, what a tremendous young man, young student athlete. I hope that Jordani ends up at somewhere special, you know, for a college. I hope he finds the right fit.
Yeah, big time. I mean, state record holder in the indoor hurdles, Division I state champ in the outdoor hurdles. I mean, he's one of the more impressive athletes we've had on here so far.
Mm-hmm. And he's no joke. You know, he's a class act, crediting his coach for a lot of his success. I loved hearing that. That is great. But it was a great way to kind of put the cap on high school. I mean, we probably will have some more Moynihan Lumber student athletes of the month, because we have some leftovers to interview. We kind of started this show, Nick, in January of 2022. So, you know, we might have to dive into some of those previous winners. But, you know, Gerard Moynihan, we're looking forward to have some of those guests on the air. Let's just call it a day. What do you think?
I'm good. Sounds good.
All right.
Great. You know, not much more to say after Jordani. He was so impressed.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for following us over here to our new home on MSONewsports.com. And we'll talk to you very shortly. See you next time.